USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is continuing to hear from President Trump's nominee to be the next Attorney General of the United States. One of the things Barr said was that he's a fan of Robert Mueller.
I have known Bob Mueller for 30 years. We worked closely together throughout my previous tenure at the Department of Justice. We've been friends since, and I have the utmost respect for Bob and his distinguished record of public service.
Also going on in Washington, Republicans sat down and had lunch with the president. Democrats were invited but said thanks but no thanks, to which Republican Congressman Rodney Davis of Illinois says,
"This was supposed to be a bipartisan lunch, but not a single Democrat offered to come here and negotiate how we end this partial shutdown."
Your final numbers on Wall Street: the Dow rose 156 points to close at 24,066. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, "I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom." And he said, "This stuff, it could clean out your arteries." And I'm like, "Oh, wow." He said, "You may be onto something here." And he said, "You just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication." And he says, you're helping your health by doing that." And I'm like, "Whoa, endorsement by the doctor."
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
British Prime Minister Theresa May suffered a tough defeat Tuesday as British Parliament overwhelmingly rejected her Brexit deal with the European Union. A dejected May has words for the Parliament.
"It is clear that the House does not support this deal, but tonight's vote tells us nothing about what it does support."
It's been 10 years since the so-called miracle on the Hudson plane landing in New York City. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Tuesday, the anniversary of when Captain Chesley Sully Sullenberger helped guide a U.S. Airways flight that was headed to North Carolina into the waters of the Hudson River after a flock of geese disabled its engines moments after takeoff.
"It was a one in a billion chance, is what a lot of us say, that we're here today."
Passenger Barry Leonard.
"So we feel that we're in our second life and we're 10 years old."
He was speaking to NBC News. All 155 people aboard the plane survived. They all gathered this past weekend at a Manhattan restaurant.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath.
He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties.
He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. I mean, you know, I love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Democrats on Capitol Hill rejected a meeting with President Trump on Tuesday, so we're no closer than we were yesterday to ending the partial government shutdown and also securing our borders. To which Republican Senator Ron Johnson tells Fox News, "Walls do work, and we need to do something along our border between the United States and Mexico."
Nancy Pelosi already told the president, "If you open up the government, I'm still not going to give you dollar one for the border." And again, I'm highly concerned about using the national emergency power and authority, primarily because if he uses it, it'll be challenged in court, and we won't get the wall built. And Neil, we do need better barriers. Walls work. They free up CBP agents to be redeployed at the ports of entry so we can try and capture some of the heroin coming to this country. We have to fix these laws. This is a growing problem. It's primarily a problem now of unaccompanied children from Central America and people coming to this country illegally in family units because we incentivize it. It's a growing problem. Just quick quotation of some numbers. In 2012, a little more than 11,000 people came into this country illegally and apprehended as a family unit. Last year, 107,000 people came as a family unit. First 3 months of this year, 75,000 people. So Democrats who are minimizing this problem, saying it's not a crisis, it was a humanitarian crisis during the Obama administration in 2014 when 120,000 people came in as UACs and family units. Last year, 145,000 people came in.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.